Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show, where you will find tools you can use to change and transform your life. I'm Sylvia Henderson, your host, and I am here live every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on OM Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. Intuitive Transformations was created with the intention of connecting with creative and conscious minds on a soul-to-soul level and to share valuable information and resources that will inspire you to step into more of who you truly are so that you can expand more boldly into what you love and desire to experience in your life. If you enjoy my show, then please be sure to like me on Facebook, tweet about the show, and share the Intuitive Transformations podcast with your family and friends. All the necessary links are located on the bottom of the show description page on omtimes.com. And if you would like to know more about me and what I do, please visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. That's intuitivetransformations.net, just like the name of the show. And you'll find everything there is to know about me there. And I am excited to announce today that within the next few weeks, I'm expanding my services and launching a brand new program. I'm going to offer weekly group empowerment calls. So what does that mean? These are 60-minute intuitively driven empowerment sessions done via teleconference calls that you can experience within the comfort of your own home, no matter where you are in the world. This will offer you the same experience I provide my one-on-one clients, but in a group setting and at a significantly reduced cost. Each week, we'll focus on a different core issue and provide some teaching and best of all, some energetic clearing of the subconscious programming and patterns that have been holding you back in life. The price for each call will only be $39, and that's a significant savings from my normal rate. And I'm really feeling led to do this because I want to support as many people as I possibly can, which is why I have this show. That's one of the reasons. And I believe that this is just another way to help people step into more of their personal power and authenticity. To learn more about the upcoming telephone conference calls, be sure to sign up for my newsletter on my website so that you can stay informed and get all the details once this program rolls out. Again, that's intuitivetransformations.net. Before we move on with the show, I want to ask all of the intuitive listeners to please hold high vibrational, positive, loving thoughts for the country of Chile as they recover from last week's earthquake, and for the country of Syria and the people of Syria who are relocating and trying to find a new place to live in the world. And please hold positive intentions for our planet and mankind as a whole to just wake up to the awareness that we really are all in this together. We are just one species, one people, regardless of our ethnic group, religion, sexual preferences, or social economic position. And the more we focus on what we want to see on the world and on the planet, and in each other, the more we will see it manifested in our external world. So first we envision it within so that we can create it in the external. And what a lovely thought for us to hold as I introduce you to my guest for this week. This gentleman has spent a great deal of his time helping others through his music, writing, and teachings that we can create a life that we can enjoy and therefore create a world we can enjoy living in. His name is Mark Allen. Mark Allen is an internationally renowned author, speaker, and composer. His books, online courses, and seminars have created life-changing experiences for many. In 1977, Mark Allen co-founded with Shakti Gawain a publishing company called Whatever Publishing, which later became New World Library, one of the leading independent publishers of books for children and adults with a focus on mind, body, and spirit in the United States. In addition to publishing his own best-selling books and best-selling books written by Shakti Gawain, some of the authors whose names I know you will instantly recognize that have also published best-selling books with New World Library include Eckhart Tolle, author of The Power of Now, Dr. Wayne Dwyer, Deepak Chopra, Barbara Max Hubbard, and Dr. Bernie S. Segal. Mark is an accomplished composer and musician and has produced several albums. He is the author of The Magical Path, The Greatest Secret of All, The Millionaire Course, Visionary Business, and the book we are discussing today, Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams, which was originally published in 1981 and just republished this year as a revised edition. Hello, Mark Allen. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Sylvia. Thanks for having me on.
I am absolutely thrilled to have you join me today, and the pleasure is absolutely all mine. I want you to know that I loved everything that I read in your book, and I am so very grateful that it came into my hands when I needed to hear its voice the most. The exercises, the spiritual wisdom and insights, the guided meditations, the affirmations and the intentions and the reflections that you wrote in this book have, I have to confess, they've already created tangible positive changes within my own personal life.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's the best part of it all, hearing from people how much the work has affected their lives.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a game changer. It's a book that people need to have in their hands. And what I really appreciate about your book is that it does not create stress for the person reading it, because there's so many self-help and personal development books out there, even with very strong spiritual vents, that tend to drive the reader to push beyond their circumstances. And yeah, this book invites you to create progress in a very easy and relaxed way, which I think is absolutely magical.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep affirming in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, for everything I do. It's such a simple thing to do, and it can change the quality of every moment of your life.
And what a contrast from traditional Western mindset, right?
Right. And yet we know scientifically, it's far better to do things from a state of ease and relaxation than from stress. When you're stressed a lot of the time, you're creating all kinds of problems in your body and mind.
Exactly. But, you know, we're kind of conditioned for that now, aren't we? And we're bombarded by stressful experiences. You know, we've got electromagnetic stress, and don't watch the news, you know, and even Facebook is unsafe these days. So yeah, and just stress of, you know, our daily average life. So I want to ask you though, you know, with this first being published in 1981, what made you decide that it was time to revise this book and publish it again this year?
I kept having emails saying, why isn't this book available? It went out of print years ago. It did well. It sold like 1,000 copies or something. But in the old days, we used to have to let books go out of print after a while if they weren't selling 1,000 a year or something. So we let it go out of print. And then I kept having requests, so I thought, okay. And as long as I looked at it, I realized I wanted to really revise, because the older I get, the simpler I see it. It's all very simple. It's just our minds that make it complicated. That's what I've come to see as I've grown older. and realize, even as a kid, as a young man, I knew it. And we all know it. We all know who we are and the wonder of what is. But we just forget it. And then we keep running into these teachers that tell us again, and we know it. But then our minds come along and say, no, it's more complicated than that. I remember this so vividly in my 20s. I'd hear it, and my mind would say, oh, it's more complicated than that. This is really deep, subconscious, cellular. It's very complicated. My mind made it very complicated. Then I'd learn to just let that go, let that thought go, and be in this moment. And it's not complicated. It's tremendously simple.
It is tremendously simple. And isn't it wonderful that we have young children to remind us of that simplicity? Yes. You know, if you just watch a 2 or 3, you know, a young child, before someone tells them that they have to color between the lines when they're using their crayons, there's such a sense of abandonment of self and such self-confidence. And, you know, that is the magic that I think we're trying to remember.
Yes, yes, yes. And they're also creative. They all sing, they all dance, they all draw. They're creative artists.
With freedom and abandonment. I just love that. Well, we're preparing to go into a break in just a moment. But I just want to remind everyone that I have Mark Allen here, and we are talking about his book that he's just recently revised and re-released, republished, called Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams. I am going to recommend this book on a regular basis for all of you listening. And when we return after the break, we're going to continue our conversation and have Mark share more of his wisdom and insights from this phenomenal book. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sylvia Henderson. You're listening to Intuitive Transformations on Om Times Radio. And I have with me my very special guest, Mark Allen, author of Tantra for the West. So before we went into the break, Mark and I were talking a little bit about how we really are going through a process of unlearning how difficulty of life and remembering how simple life can really be. Is that a good way to sum that up, Mark?
Well, that's a beautiful way to sum it up. Yeah, every child knows it. It's true.
Every child knows it, you know, and I think that's why when we watch children and they bring us so much joy, it's because they remind us, this is really who you are. This is why you decided to come into physical form, so you could play and be free and be bold.
Yes.
So in Tantra for the West, you cover a lot of ground, which is great because you pretty much tap into every single issue that one can experience in one's life. But there's so much confusion about the word Tantra, the concept of Tantra, and what that means. Can you please explain Tantra? Because most people exclusively associate it with sex, sexuality, or something very mystical.
Yeah. And that cracks me up, that Tantra, almost everyone in the West that hears the word Tantra or Tantra, if they've heard of it, they think, oh, it has to do with sex, with some kind of mystical side or yoga thrown in or something. And if you go study Tantra from where the word originated in India or Tibet, you find it's a whole different thing. It's much broader. It took me a long time to really translate it to the West. But if the original really means the yoga or practice of every moment of our lives. So it includes sex, of course, and sex is a wonderful practice that leads to a wonderful awakening, a cosmic awakening, that's for sure. But every moment of our lives is part of our practice. That's what the root of Tantra really means. It means to weave the stuff of our life. It comes from the word to weave.
So, and when you're referring to yoga, you said it's, what do you mean by that? Because when most people in Western society, they think of yoga, it's like, okay, I take a class and I do these bendy moves. I mean, can you expand on that?
Yoga too is much broader. Yoga means religion. Yoga comes from the word yoke, and it's the same as the root of the word religion. It's religare or something in Greek, meaning to yoke, to attach. So yoga and religion reattach us to our spirit, reawaken us, reconnect us. And so yoga is really a spiritual practice of many, many forms. So it includes the physical, but it includes all kinds of meditation and everything. It's just another way of saying practice. So Tantra is really just looking at every moment of our lives as our spiritual practice.
And I love what you said about yoga, reattaching us to our spiritual truth, basically, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Really started as a pile of notes to myself as I left. I'd studied almost 4 years at a Tibetan center in Berkeley in my 20s. And I knew there was tremendous wisdom there. But I didn't know how to translate it into my life, translate it into English. And I started just making notes to myself. The first one is in the book. It's a little poem called Notes to Myself. It's where I started. And it's simply, don't reject the sadness. Don't reject the sorrow. Don't reject the suffering and the pain. Blessed are these things, for through them we grow into true understanding of our way. That was the first page of the book. And then I kept making notes and it kept growing into a book and became Tantra for the West.
Now, that just really speaks to my soul and my heart, you know, and you talk about in the first chapter, bringing awareness to negative feelings and emotions and the importance of acknowledging and confronting those versus the Western mindset, which is avoid by any means possible.
Yeah.
You know, either by denial, distraction, or medication.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about why it is important to pay attention to our negative feelings? Because for most people, that feels counterintuitive. We've been conditioned. No, don't cry. I don't want you to feel sad in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't feel that way. Change your feelings right away.
Our negative emotions bring us our brightest treasures. That was a line from the book. It is in our darkest nights that our brightest treasures are found. When we get in deeply into our emotions, when we get deeply into everything, that's when we have our big breakthroughs. I remember at the Tibetan Center, so here we're studying Tantra, Tibetan Buddhism, whatever that is. I thought it was a lot of meditation. But one of the first things he did was take us all down into the basement, a room with no windows, and there was about 35 of us in a circle. And the Tibetan Lama said, okay, imagine in the center of the circle there, your mother is laying. She has just died. How do you feel?
Wow. That's quite a visualization.
Quite a visualization. Most of us were early or mid-20-something. Most of us had parents that were still healthy.
And vibrant.
had never thought of that. And that we spent hours. We spent a whole afternoon going through that. And it was an amazing practice when I think of it afterwards. The first thing, I called my mother up. I told her I loved her. Because I'd never thought about her passing away. But as we went into that emotion, so that's the emotion of grief. Every emotion, like everything else, like every physical thing, has three different levels of being. This is a great teaching he gave us that I've adapted now and found how to adapt it into our life here and now, every moment. Everything has its outer, inner, and secret level of being, whether it's your body. You have an outer body and then your inner body of all its organs. And as you go more deeply into the inner, what do you get? You get down to the cellular body. And then you finally get into the secret of our being. You really get down to the quantum level. Scientists have now discovered what Buddhism has been teaching for thousands of years. Everything is empty and everything has a great secret. So it's true of grief too. What's outer grief? We're sitting there in tears. Then what's the inner grief? Well, there's all these feelings moving. And you go deep and deep and deep into your moving feelings, into every feeling, every moment, every feeling. If you go deeply into it, you'll find it moves, it changes, it comes, it goes, and you'll find ultimately it's even empty. We are empty. We're one with this quantum field. And on a atomic level, on an even cellular level, we're mostly empty space.
And you're right, on a metaphysical, I mean, there is so much information now that, you know, we know molecules and all of that, but within the molecules and the atoms, there is nothing.
Right. So now scientists have discovered what the mystics have been saying for thousands of years, and in the 20th century, our scientists got pretty metaphysical.
I love it. Metaphysical and spiritual truth is being brought forward. I love
it.
You know, so, and it's interesting that you're talking about this, because I know one of the things I started doing this year in my meditation, which actually I should say, I really didn't start until beginning this year being consistent in meditation. But what I was finding is when an emotion would come up, if I would engage with it and interact with it and even ask it what it wanted, it would come and give me its truth, its sense of identity. Mm-hmm. And then once it was heard, it left.
Yes, yes.
There was nothing there. But yet that resisting was so challenging for me. And I'm just thinking about an experience in my when I was a teenager, and I was with my younger niece, and we were playing outside in Atlanta, and we had this huge waterbed in the backyard, and there was a slope to the backyard, and we were going to move it a little bit closer to the slope, and it got ahead of us and started rolling. And my knee slipped underneath it, and she was 4. And so I'm a teenager trying to push uphill this waterbed that's heavy with water, and my niece is pinned underneath. And something inside said, just get out of the way. And I let it roll. And it was amazing. And emotions is just energy that wants to move, right?
Yeah.
When we get out of the way and let it move, it leaves.
Yeah.
It's when we hold our anger that it creates an issue.
Exactly. Instead of holding it, have a dialogue with it. And you said it earlier, that's really the first actual practice in Tantra for the West, it's when you feel a so-called negative emotion, really tune into it and ask, okay, what am I feeling? What's going on? And have a dialogue with that emotion. When you meditate, you learn we all have this conscious awareness. We can all sit in this field of awareness that watches everything come and go and arise and pass away. And that conscious awareness can talk to that anger or fear or depression or whatever it is that's coming up and really have a dialogue saying, what's going on? And when you really get into that inner life of the emotion, you break through into the secret, the wonderful, incredible secret of our being.
And what is that secret?
It's that we are total space. I mean, you can say it in so many words, and different people have to have it in different words, but it is the secret of enlightenment, that we all have this space of awareness that's beyond all thought, beyond all feeling. We can consciously observe everything come and go, and everything does come and pass. Eckhart once said, he asked a Zen monk what it was all about, and the monk said, all I know is this too will pass, this will pass. It will all pass, and we are pure life. We are the life energy of the sun. We are in one vast quantum field.
Yeah. Of consciousness, right?
Of consciousness, yes. It really is true on a scientific level.
I love that this truth is coming through the scientific arena as well, as evidence of what many of the great masters have been teaching for centuries. Mm-hmm. You know, we really are one mind.
Yes.
You know, there is really no separation. The physical form is just the illusion of separation that's very compelling. But we really are just one mind being expressed through many different individualizations.
Yep.
So when we're going back into another break, everyone, when we return, I'm going to continue my wonderful conversation. I'm having fun. I hope you are, with Mark Allen. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay tuned. There is so much more to come.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi. This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sylvia Henderson with Mark Allen, author of Tantra for the West. And we are having a wonderful, wonderful conversation about his newly re-revised edition of this book. It is chock full of beautiful exercises, wisdom, guided meditations, powerful affirmations and intentions, and lovely thought-provoking reflections and poetry as well. And so, Mark, the exercises that you have provided in your book, is that really considered like traditional tantric kind of approaches? Are these the mechanisms that you found would be most effective to help people find their path in Tantra?
Some are traditional, like the one I mentioned before, looking at the outer inner secret level of everything. That's straight out of Tibetan Buddhism. Mm-hmm. Some I've adapted wildly to our culture, and I encourage everyone to adapt everything wildly. I heard one woman recently who said her teacher said whatever exercise she gave her, she wanted her to change something in it and make it her own.
How beautiful.
Yes, that's very good, and that's definitely what I've done over the years.
I love that license for creativity because, again, in Western culture, everything has to be followed. You know, there's not a lot of room for creativity. There's not a lot of tolerance for uniqueness, yeah, except for, you know, like maybe the entertainment field.
Right, right.
But in the workplace, even within your family of origin, there's not a lot of acceptance for stepping out of the box, which that's another thing that children unabashedly do, mm-hmm, is they just create, right?
Yeah, yeah. One thing I've really reflected a lot on over the years is that there are so many different ways, different paths for different people. And we need to find our own absolutely unique original path. Even if we choose a total tradition, if we want to stay right in a church or right in a certain tradition, which is a wonderful way to go, we'll find our own unique way within that tradition to, yeah, grow and hopefully grow into a much greater awareness of the wonder of what is.
As long as we're allowed to come from a place of authenticity. And unfortunately, a lot of the traditional, conventional religions don't allow that. They want conformity.
Right. And if they're smart, they encourage people to be original and be unique within their tradition.
Yeah.
Because that frees people's creativity.
Yeah, it does. And it allows expansion to happen, which is a natural state of life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, these amazing affirmations and intentions that you created, for a lot of people, affirmations have been kind of a sticky place for them because it hasn't really been taught how to create an affirmation well. You know, some people will say, okay, I'm going to just affirm that I am highly successful. And yet their life is saying something completely different.
Right.
Their experience. And in your book, you talk about how an affirmation is affirming the truth.
Yes. So you have to find the right words with an affirmation that your subconscious can grab onto. If you're saying, I am successful, your subconscious may be saying, no, you aren't.
Exactly.
But what worked for me, and this took me from a poverty case to a multimillionaire, I kept affirming, I am now creating success in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. I am now creating success. So even at first when I had no money, my subconscious could say, okay, yes, it's true, you have no money, but okay, you're now creating, you're now taking steps. In fact, this affirmation is a great first step.
You know, and I'm really curious on your take on this, because when I think of the subconscious mind, which is part of the egoic structure, I think that it really is just designed to keep us in alignment with what we believe is truth, no matter what that may be.
Yeah, I think, you know, our subconscious, it's trying to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really trying to support us, but it is it has so much fear and so much programming from family and from school and from culture. You know, we get so much, especially for women. You look at ads on TV, you're not enough. You're not good enough. You need this to make you better. It's just constant that we get from our society and everywhere, we're not enough. Or worse yet, something is wrong with us. We're not right somehow. And our subconscious buys into that. Some brilliant person, I forget who, said our subconscious is like an incredibly powerful five-year-old. And it you know, it'll accept the total untruth. It'll think there's monsters under the bed. It really will think.
Absolutely.
Monsters. You know, if we tell it there's monsters under the bed, our subconscious mind will believe it.
So well, we get a physiological response, too, from something that's not even happening. As a hypnotherapist, I see that all the time.
Yes, yes. And so you know, as a hypnotherapist, the whole process, all the work, is just getting your subconscious mind behind your dreams, behind your on the right path. And that's what the right affirmation can do. I changed my life when I realized around money is a real concrete example. I realized my deep subconscious belief was I was a fool with money. I was out of control. I just couldn't handle it. I didn't understand it. That's what I believed. So that's why I was broke all the time till my mid-30s. When I finally got this affirmation, I started affirming, I'm sensible and in control of my finances. I'm creating total financial success in an easy and relaxed manner, a healthy and positive way. When I came up with that, I said it about maybe, I don't know how many, several thousand times over the next few years. And over the next few years, I became sensible and in control of my finances, and I created total financial success in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. The affirmation became absolutely true in my life.
And that's the power of affirmations in action when they are done and presented and created in a way that the subconscious mind isn't fighting against you.
Yes. A simple thing I did, a little video recently of just having a person sit and relax, and you probably do something similar in your work. You imagine your conscious awareness. You just get into that quiet space of awareness, and then you bring together some of your inner voices. You have your inner critic come. You have whatever voices are talking, discussing with your inner awareness. You can even have your inner dreamer there talking to your inner critic. And your dreamer just say, look, I have a dream. I want to grow. I want a beautiful life. I want inner peace. And I want your support, inner critic. I don't want you to undermine me. I want you to show me the best steps to take. I want you to get on the same sheet of music. And you get those inner voices supporting your dreamer. And then your life starts changing.
It really does. It's taking those different parts of yourself and bringing them together in some kind of a cohesive manner so that you actually work with yourself as a team. And I know for some of you listening, you might be thinking, what parts of myself? There really are these contrary, different voices that we have within ourselves. And they all come from our past experiences. Sometimes you'll say something, you go, oh my God, that was my mom talking. Yes. Or that was my dad, or that was that teacher that ridiculed me in second grade. And these become attributes or aspects of who we think we are.
Yes, it's true. I had older brothers, you know, and they were horrible. Self-esteem. And, you know, I had to do a lot of very positive affirmations. You know, it's great just to tell yourself you're brilliant, you're gorgeous. Tell yourself the most amazing things because your subconscious will believe it.
Yeah.
Just like it believes all the fearful stuff. Tell yourself you're gorgeous, you're talented, you're outrageous, you're on your way to brilliant success. That's very powerful to say those words to yourself.
It's very powerful. And for individuals who they kind of like, well, that doesn't feel true to me, they can still say, I am stepping more into the awareness of how beautiful I am. I'm learning to remember that I'm beautiful. Something that will take a little bit of the resistance off.
Right. Right. You want to do something your subconscious really accepts
and can receive as truth for you. Yeah, I totally agree. That is wonderful. So in your book, you offer as a solution for, you know, Tantra is a solution for everything that can arise in our personal lives, from finances to enlightenment and everything in between. But what about things, you know, that are out of our control, like, you know, climate change or political unrest that, you know, from an emotional point of view, people are just feeling so overwhelmed by things that are going on in the news today that can be very disheartening and make people feel disempowered.
Yes, yes. I just had this conversation with my wife, you know. Yes, if you're really sensitive to climate change, it can be very frustrating and bring forth all kinds of anxiety. And the trick is to find what you really want. What do I really want? I knew in my early 20s, I really wanted inner peace, regardless of what's going on out there in the world. We unfortunately can't control climate change. None of us has the power to do that at this point. Hopefully, we'll collectively do it. And I love the way you have people pray for the whole earth in the beginning and all. That's very important, and that's very good. But there are many things we can't affect, but we can affect ourselves, and we can find inner peace. If we accept what is, we can still make all the changes we can. You know, I love the AA prayer has brilliant wisdom of, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, that's a beautiful prayer.
Beautiful, beautiful. It starts with serenity. We can all have serenity. We can have an inner peace. That's what I really want. Regardless of what's going on outside of me, I want inner peace.
I agree. And when we can create that within ourselves, we can create it, and we can help others create it within them as well, as we share that with one another. We'll be right back in just a few moments. You're listening to Intuitive Transformations on Om Times Radio. This is Sylvia Henderson. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Mark Allen. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with Om Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred, and by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sylvia Henderson. You're listening to Intuitive Transformations on OM Times Radio, and I have with me Mark Allen, who is the co-founder of the publishing house New World Library and the author of many books, including Tantra for the West, A Direct Path to Living the Life of Your Dreams. Mark, I can't believe we're coming to almost the end of the show. Can you please let everyone know how they can contact you? And I'm sure your book is available everywhere.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. MarkAllen.com, MarkAllen.com has all kinds of information, and it has all kinds of videos and audios you can connect with. Some are free. That can really give you the essence of what's going on.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I've had the privilege of visiting that website, and I encourage you all to do that because there, I mean, you know, I have to say everything he's saying here, it's in his book as well as on his website. He's very consistent and he's a wealth of wisdom. And so there will be something that you can receive as a benefit just by even watching the videos on his website. They're very powerful with great tools that you can use to transform your life.
Yeah, many, many different things to choose from. Different strokes for different folks.
It's what speaks to who you are, where you are at the moment. Mm-hmm. So towards the end of your book, you remind the reader that Tantra is the awareness that every moment is a direct path or an opportunity to have a direct path to love, freedom, fulfillment, and enlightenment. Why do you believe that we are so driven to search for those experiences outside of ourselves?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. That's a great question. And I think I think it's different for different people too. We're all so different, but from such an early age, we think our gratification is that, you know, that ice cream cone or that friend or that parent, or, you know, we think it's something outside of us that we need to be happy in the moment. It just, maybe it's, I don't know, it seems to be true of almost every human on the face of the earth.
Regardless of culture or where they've grown up around the globe.
Right, right.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? When all of it is inside of us.
I know. And when we stop and think about it, we see, you know, that stuff doesn't make us happy. If we don't get it, we keep being frustrated. If we get it, we're happy for only a short time. And then our mind moves on to something else. But in a way, it's all good because that becomes the main problem to deal with. The problem is not out there in the world at all. The problem is our own mind. Mm. Now, who would have thought that our thinking is the problem? Our thinking doesn't want to go there. But that is the problem. And that we can change. We can change our thoughts. In every moment, we have the power to change our thought. We can literally shift to different thoughts, like we could change the channels on our TV.
Exactly. And I love that your book offers so many different options for how to do that.
Yeah.
And specific to different areas in our life around finances, aging and healing, you know, everything, relationships, love, freedom, enlightenment. You touch on it all, even politics, which is kind of a scary world.
And there's different, there's so many different possibilities for different types of people that I talk about too. I mean, some people are more mental. They're very smart, but they may be oblivious emotionally. Okay, the mental path, there is a path, right thinking, the Buddha called it. Emotional people, there's the path of heart. There's wonderful emotional paths. Christianity was a wonderful one, just loving Jesus. Love one another as I have loved you. That's a wonderful path, mm-hmm. and a complete, total, personal path.
I love it. And I love that you offer something for everyone in this book. Again, it's transformative. I mean, this is a book that I am going to keep on my nightstand right next to The Course in Miracles, because It's got something for every moment in your life. And if you can't find the specific issue you're going through in the chapters of this book, there's something that you can glean from here that you can then creatively weave into something that is more suitable for you to use. So it's just, I'm so grateful that you have rebirthed this book into the world. I think it's something that right now in these times of great uncertainty that, that we're all really hungry for is how do we get out of our pain? And this definitely offers a very concrete path to do that.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
So what is the one thing that you have learned in your life that you know would improve anyone's life if they could just learn it for themselves?
Well, one thing, the thing you just mentioned about pain, when we feel pain, our normal reaction is to try to avoid it. But if we get into it, if we really get into that pain will transform.
Hmm.
And I've noticed an exact concrete example of this was at the dentist. I remember for years, I had a lot of dental work as a kid because I had a car accident, smashed a bunch of teeth, and I had a lot of painful dental work. And I hated it. The pain was way too much for me. And I hated going to the dentist. And then I remember one time after I'd started meditating in my late 20s, I think it was, they were drilling away. I was sitting there hating the pain. And then I realized, wait, I've been rejecting the pain. I should get into the pain. What is this pain? Huh? And suddenly it's not, it changes. You realize it's like electricity going through your whole body, that kind of pain. It's this tremendous energy moving through your entire body. It's actually very kind of stimulating. And as soon as I got into the pain rather than trying to avoid the pain, it totally transformed. And I'm not afraid of the dentist pain anymore. It is what it is. And it's not nearly as bad as it was when I was rejecting it.
You know, I love how you're saying rejecting it, because what you resist persist, right? What we push up against, mm-hmm. and kind of like the waterbed example I gave, if I had just kept struggling, I would have stayed in that struggle and my niece may not be here today. But because I let go of the struggle and moved out the way, this is really how everything in our life that is about flow.
Right.
And we go, oh, I don't want it to be that way. And we resist it and we try to stop it, at least first in our thoughts, and are angry that it is that way. And we create all this dis-ease in our body as a result.
Mm-hmm.
What if we just let go and let life flow and not have a judgment about it and not think that we know what the outcome is? Because we don't.
No, we don't. And that's it. It's a very simple thing to do. Just accept what is. This is what is. We cannot change what is. This is what is. Why resist it? Why fight it?
Yeah. Because do you think it's just because we've been taught that thing that it is, oh, that's bad. It's a duality.
Yeah, it's bad, or especially if it's painful. I mean, it hurts. It's natural to run from pain and, you know.
It's human behavior.
Avoid pain. But here, I kept hearing, you know, this tantra is the direct path, direct path. It really will make changes quickly in your life. And I finally realized what they're talking about is going into whatever you feel. If you're feeling anger, get into that anger. Don't do it in a way that abuses anyone else. Go up into your room, pound on pillows but really get into that anger and see what is that anger? Where does that come from? Oh, it comes from fear. What is that fear? What are you afraid of? You get into your fear. You examine your fear. You have dialogues with your fear. With every one of your feelings, we're trying to avoid them. No, confront it. Throw open the closet doors of your subconscious and say, okay, what am I afraid of?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I tell that to my clients all the time, because when you hold the anger and you're if you don't deal with the anger in a very healthy way and through healthy conflict or conflict resolution with the intention of resolution, then you swallow the anger and you turn it toward yourself, and then you're depressed, which is another epidemic of Western society, is depression.
Right.
I mean,
yes. And it's really bad for your health. I think not only depression, but I think a lot of our disease is caused by feelings we just stuck.
Unimpressed. Yeah. Unexpressed feelings.
Expressed. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I could not agree with you more. I mean, that is really the chronic epidemic of our modern society. Yeah. Is I will not be vulnerable with you. I won't tell you what I really feel, what I really think. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be authentic. It's inauthenticity at all cost. And what I love, though, is I feel like energetically that's kind of changing, because people want more authenticity now than they have before.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, I just want to thank you so much for joining me here on the show. This has been absolutely wonderful. I hope you've enjoyed it half as much as I have.
Oh, I've totally enjoyed it, Sylvia. Thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you. I really appreciate you joining me. I just want to remind everyone that I will be back here again next Sunday on September 27th. And I'll have David Berselli, PhD, joining me. And he created the trauma release process. And this is a process which activates natural tremors within your physical body that allow you to release stored tension from stress and old traumas. And he's gone around the globe teaching this phenomenal technique, which I myself have even tried. And it is really pretty amazing. And so we're going to be talking about his two books, The Revolutionary Trauma Release Process and Shake It Off Naturally, Reduce Stress, Anxiety, and Tension. I'll be back next week. Thank you for joining me. Love to you all, and have a great week. Bye-bye.